producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, that's a great idea. We are here on President's Day, which is on no President's Day, interestingly enough, and never will be. Somebody sorted it out so that it's always the third Monday in February, which means it can't be on Lincoln's birthday because that's the 12th. So the earliest it could be is, let's see, the 13th? So it'd have to be one, yeah, and third week, yeah. So the earliest it could be is the 13th, which is the day after his birthday. The latest it can be is the 21st, right? So it'll never be on anybody's birthday, which I think is, unless we get a new president who is born sometime in February between the 13th and the 21st, then we're in trouble. They'll probably just make him change his birthday like they do the Queen. Anyway, I digress. It's the math major in me. We're talking with Mary Ann. And Mary Ann is one of an identical twin. And her sister has always been a bit demanding. Mary Ann has always been the charming, more easier to get along with person. But as they get older, it's getting more burdensome for Mary Ann. So I said, you know, you need to have a different approach to dealing with your sister's demands, which is if you argue with her, she's better at arguing than you are. So she's going to win that one. And making you feel guilty is really part of her goal, but it really gets you right back where you are today, which doesn't feel very good for you. And really, in the long run, doesn't make you feel very good for her. And what you'll do is start avoiding her. So the way for you to deal with her is to laugh hilariously when she makes an insulting or unpleasant comment. All right, so that's number one. And I wanted you to sort of have that to chew on a little bit. And then let's talk specifically this. So what is it she has? Is this a chronic problem or an acute problem with her back?
Well, she had a physical job, and I told her, I don't think you can do that job, you know. And she kept having problems, and now she can't. I mean, she's incapacitated with it. Well, I think it's, well, she's supposed to go back to see the doctor tomorrow. So they want to do surgery.
It's painful for her?
A pinched nerve.
Yeah.
And something else with her back and her Baker cyst. It's painful. But she goes to social activities with her cane and walker. But she wants me and my brother to come there every day and clean her house and take care of her animals.
Well, but, all right, so you don't know what her finances. Has she ever been married?
For a short period, not long, no.
Okay, so what's the story about how many she's got? What'd you say, three dogs?
Yeah, one dog and two cats.
We don't have to take the cats out. What's the deal about
the
dog?
We gotta clean the kitty. We gotta do the litter and all that. You know, she's got
in
the basement.
Why can't she do that for herself?
That's what I told her. Bring it upstairs. We can bring it upstairs, and you can do it yourself. But see, I don't want it upstairs.
Well, tough. So then get rid of the cats, or pay a high school kid to do it, or whatever. I mean, what you can say is, here's what I'm willing to do. And, you know, that if that works for you, fine. If not, I can help you go on Craigslist. We can see if there's a high school kid that can do this. But, I mean, the fact that she asked you to do it doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah.
And what you can just do is say, listen, Cookie, I know you love the cats, but, I mean, she has to go downstairs to deal with the kitty litter?
Yes. And I told her, have your son be able to come over and bring it upstairs, or I can do it one day, bring it. I don't want it upstairs, she said.
Well, tough. Then, you know, so what? I mean, there are a lot of compromises we make, does your sister have, I mean, could she pay someone? And what I would say to her is, I'll tell you what, here's a way around it, because she's not going to tell you how much money she has or doesn't have. But what you can say to her, the two of you, you and your sister and then your brother, right?
Yes.
Are there any other kids?
another brother, but he's in Florida for a month.
We don't care. Because what we're going to say is, when is you guys' birthday?
April.
Okay. You've got Mother's Day and you've got April coming up. Pardon?
April 8th.
Okay. All right. So here's what you're going to say. What you're going to say to your two brothers is, look, for our birthday this year, you can certainly say whatever you want, but you can also say, listen, instead of giving, your sister's name has now become Cheryl for no particular reason.
Okay.
Instead of giving Cheryl roses for Mother's Day or a spa certificate for her birthday, let's get her a dog walker. Let's go on Craigslist or something, and we'll get her a dog walker who'll come in and take the dog out once a day and empty the kitty litter. And then, and your brother in Florida, look, both your brothers are going to be perfectly willing to do that. You're presumably willing to do that. And you can do it for not very much. And you don't even have to do it forever. All you have to do is get her started on it. And then she'll want to have somebody else do that as well. And because if you tell her that you'll arrange for someone to do it and she'll pay for it, she'll say, I can't afford it. And then you should be doing this for me. I can't afford it. But if you give it to her as a gift, then she can't have an objection to it. And that's certainly the way to start it, number one. Okay?
Okay.
And you need to think in terms of just kowtowing to your sister. I mean, chronic intractable pain does not, nobody turns out to be very nice. It's just one of those things that make people kind of unpleasant.
Crabby.
Yeah, well, but she's probably always been a little bit crabby in spite of the chronic intractable pain. But and what you can say to your sister, for example, let's say that you weren't going to do this, which I think is a very easy, relatively inexpensive solution, is just give it to her as a gift. And again, you can do it relatively inexpensively. You can probably get a high school kid to do it, maybe a kid who particularly likes the dogs or whatever. I mean, there are lots of ways of doing it.
Well, she says she has neighbors. She says, oh, I'm going to thank God for my neighbors. I'm so happy for my neighbors.
That's asking a favor again. So see if you can get one of the neighborhood kids to come over for, pay them, $5 a day or something to come and walk the dog. And hopefully it's somebody who likes the dog anyway and empty the kitty litter.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And in the meantime, when she says, well, I need you to do this, say, look, here's the deal. I'm perfectly willing to empty the kitty litter when I come over on Saturdays if it's upstairs. If it's not upstairs, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go down the stairs to do it. So you work it out however you want, and as long as it's upstairs, I'll take it out.
Okay, I'll tell her that. I'll try that.
Okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. So the deal is here to not kowtow to your sister, to be reasonable with her, but to treat everything as kind of this huge joke that, she's got to be kidding, that, she just has such a great sense of humor, and it will change everything. Once you decide that she can't guilt you or bully you into anything, you're going to have a completely different relationship with her, and she'll have a completely different relationship with you.
I'll certainly try that.
Yeah, because it's not, you're going to be able to control your behavior a whole lot easier than hers.
There's one more thing about...
Okay.
One time she told me, you need to find your own friends and activities, because I used to go out a lot with her friends. So when I did, she got mad.
Again, you could just laugh hilariously and say, listen, you're the one who, and I can't thank you enough, said that I needed to be more self-reliant, and I agree. But, you're still my favorite date. Let's plan on going out on Wednesdays together.
Okay, that sounds good.
You don't have to capitulate to her. No, you don't have to agree with her. You just have to think it through. You have to stop thinking of yourself as being bullied by your sister.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's going to change your life much more. And bullies are bullies because they figure, and again, with your sister, it's obvious. She's the tough one. You're the likable one. And so you try to be likable at all times. You can be a little tougher. She can be a little more likable. And she bullies you because you figure you don't really like her. So like her a little more. Set better limits. And don't be bullied as much. Give it a try. Call me back if you need me. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's a great idea to do at any time, and any day, but particularly today since it's a holiday. So you may be able to get through a little more quickly than ordinarily. It is also National Almond Day, which I don't know what the, I suppose we could imply from that President's Day is for nuts. I don't know. Maybe not. That's probably not a great idea. All right. So we were talking earlier with with Anna, whose 25-year-old daughter is basically acting like she's 12, and that she doesn't have any friends. She's only working part-time. She's well-educated, but she couldn't... I mean, she has a degree in sociology. Yeah, that's going to be a little difficult to get a job as a sociologist. I mean, you're going to have to find something else to do with that. It's not a bad degree, but you need to sort of pair it with something else. So the idea is, okay, how do you help kids at 25? I mean, she's childlike, but she's not really a child. Take responsibility and sort of get on with their life. Well, you can't start it at... you know, at 25, it just, or you can, and you may have to if you haven't started before then. But how do you sort of get a kid on the path so that they think of themselves as responsible and viable, and they take responsibility for their own physical and financial well-being? Which doesn't mean that you can't help them out, and it doesn't mean that that they necessarily run away from home. But, and I think the first word, can you say it with me, is allowance. And, you know, if you start, you need to start an allowance well before the kid can actually do the things very effectively that you want them to do. And I'm not a fan of giving kids an allowance for making their bed. I think that kids should be able to have a messy room if they want. They need to have some place that's their own within the household. But for doing things that are communal, like cleaning the bathroom or loading the dishwasher or clearing the table, we'll get back to that in a moment. Hold that thought. Lee, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, I wanted to ask you, I have an issue with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And I've been married for 35 years, and whenever it comes to my birthday or anything for me, she always does things to try to make me feel bad. Like, for example, she'll give all the other kids money, and then she'll give me like a fraction of it, you know. And she always tries to purposely do things to make me look bad or feel bad.
Well, wait a minute. Let's when you say to the other kids, are you talking about the other in-laws or her biological children?
Her kids and
kids are a different issue than her in-laws. I mean, listen.
Well, actually, all of them. I'll just include all of them.
Well, so she has other daughter-in-laws?
Yes.
And how would you know how much she gives them?
We all talk about it. And
well, I don't think that's very wise, but so how many biological children does she have?
Four.
Okay. And are all of them married?
Yes. All except for one.
Okay, so three of the four are married.
Right.
Do you which son are you married to?
The oldest son.
Okay. Do you live in the same state she lives in?
Yes.
You live in the same city she lives in?
Yeah, we are the closest. Everybody has moved out of town. Except for us.
Does she do things for you during the year, like take you places or invite you for dinner or whatever?
No.
Have the two of you ever gotten along? Do you get along with each other at all?
I would say that I get along with her. I'm nice to her whenever I see her, but whenever she's around me, she's always trying to take. Can control of me and
give me an example.
She comes for example. Well, recently, and she's been doing this for a while. She comes in, and I'm the type of person that I like to cook a nice meal. And if we have a group of people there, she goes up and shuts off the oven in order to make me look bad. And
why would she do that? What would her motive be? I mean,
she's just got a jealous heart. She's always been jealous of
me. But that's what I asked you, if you'd had a good relationship with her, and you're saying that you have not.
No.
Lee, I understand that you're completely innocent in this, but I'm trying to get some idea about why she would target you, and I'm not getting a clear idea of it, because exactly as I said to Marianne, I can't teach you to change somebody else's behavior. I can teach you to change your own, and by changing your interaction, then the nature of the relationship changes. And I'm trying to get some idea about what her motive could possibly be, and all you're telling me is she's wicked and you're innocent. That's not helpful to me, because it's not going to get me any place.
She treats other people the same way. I mean, if she's jealous of a person,
why would she be jealous? What's the nature of her jealousy? What's the basis of her jealousy, as far as you're concerned?
I don't know. I mean, she comes to my house, and I like to have everything nice and neat.
No. Lee, you're doing it again. You're telling me how innocent you are, and how wicked she is. That's not helpful. I'm saying that people do things for reasons. You're telling me that her motivation is being jealous of you. I'm saying jealous on what basis? What's the basis of her jealousy?
I'm not really sure why.
Well, but you're attributing you've used that word several times, so I'm assuming it's something that you believe. So what's the criteria? What's the data that you look at and say, aha, that's jealousy, as opposed to sadness or feeling that you don't care about her, or feeling that you're rejecting her, or feeling that you don't really like her? You've used the word a bunch of times, jealous. And when somebody is jealous, they may be jealous because you're skinnier, or because you're better educated, or because you're the person she always wanted to be. I mean, jealousy is a very specific emotion that has specific triggers. And so I'm trying to get some idea of what...
I don't really know what triggers her, but I know, like, if I had on something new, she comes up and she actually looks at your dress, looks at you, puts her nose up in the air, and walks off. So to me, that strikes me as being a person that's
ridiculous, Lee. This isn't junior high school. Why would you respond to that?
I don't respond to it.
Yes, you do. You absolutely respond to it. You may not say anything, but you're saying, see, she's being ugly to me. I mean, Lee.
That's true.
Look, she may be the Wicked Witch of the West, but my goodness, she puts out the bait and you swallow it hook, line, and sinker. All right. When we come back, I want you to go back and remember your earliest interaction with your mother-in-law, because my assumption is it probably started back then. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the number, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lee, who has not an uncommon problem, which is a mother-in-law that she doesn't get along with terribly well, and she feels that her mother-in-law really doesn't like her very much and is doing things to make her unhappy. So I asked you to remember back to your earliest interaction with your mother-in-law that you can remember. What do you get?
Well, one of them was she always does it on.
No. We're talking about earliest, when you were first engaged or met her or married.
Okay, the very first one I met her, it wasn't the first time I had met her, but it was the first time that I saw that there was an issue.
Well, no, I want to know the first time. I want to know the first time you met her. Then you can tell me where the issue began.
First time I met her was at her home. and she was very pleasant.
How old were you?
21.
And were you and your husband engaged at that moment?
No.
Were you, would the two of you live together before you got married?
No.
Okay, so you weren't pregnant before you got married, anything of that sort?
No.
Okay. I assume she was invited to the wedding?
Yes.
Okay, so where was the first time you felt that, that things were, because it sounds like things were okay at the beginning. Did you feel she liked you?
I felt like she felt I was taking her son away from her, which I never, oh, there again, I can't protect myself, but I don't feel like I ever gave her that type of feeling.
Well, but I mean, he's the oldest son, and so, I mean,
right.
That's certainly, do you have kids?
Yes.
How old are your kids?
30. Just one son.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Does he spend less time with you now that he has a serious girlfriend?
Yes. In fact, he was married and divorced. And I never felt as though she was taking my son away. I loved both of them.
Didn't he spend less time with you when
yes.
she started? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I never felt that way. So I don't get that type of reaction.
Okay, but you can certainly understand where it would come from.
Right, right.
That, I mean, here's the first child, and he's spending less time at home, and hopefully you didn't say anything negative about her to your husband or your boyfriend at the time.
No, no.
Right, so when's the first time you felt that she didn't really like you very much?
I would say it was probably after we were married. And it was on my birthday, and we went out to eat with a group of people, we sat down, and her spouse, which was my spouse's dad, announced that he was going to take us out to eat. And
he was what?
That he announced that he was going to pay for us to go out to eat.
Okay.
You know that he's paying for a meal.
Okay.
And so we there was a group of us, so we all ordered drinks. And I'm the type of person where I always look and see what everybody else is going to drink first before I place my drink or my meal, because I don't want to be the one spending the most. I'm very conscious of that.
Okay. Yeah, I think most women are. We've all learned to read the right side of the menu first.
Right. Right. So, and especially, you know, being with my mother-in-law and everybody, I thought, you know, I just want to make sure that I don't order it.
Okay, so what happened?
A pricey drink. So I ordered my drink, and everybody got theirs, and mine was the cheapest drink on the as far as ordering the food. And so we all placed our drink, and when the waiter came up to me and asked me what I would like to drink, she stops everybody from talking and says, wait. She says, how much is that drink that she's getting?
In your mother-in-law
kind of
said that?
Yes, in front of everybody on my birthday. And so then he told her, you know, how much it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of stuck her nose up in the air. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd, you know. So
what
then
if she was Lee? Listen, because I don't have the rest of either of our lives to sort this out. But what if you decided, in very much the same way I was talking with Marianne, that she was kidding, that she was, this is kind of her offbeat sense of humor. And again, you're swallowing, because one of two things is true. Either your mother-in-law really doesn't like you, at which point you're certainly playing into that by being offended when she inhales or exhales, or she really just has a different sense of humor than you're used to, and somehow the two of you have just not figured out in 35 years how to deal with it better. So either way, what you're doing doesn't make any sense. It's going to put your husband in the middle. It makes you look petty. And if she's really mean, then she's winning every single round. So what I would assume at this moment is you don't have to assume that either she's a good guy or a bad guy, but you have to change your behavior, because it's just not viable that if she's a bad guy, you're reinforcing negative behavior because you respond to a raised eyebrow, for heaven's sakes. If she's not, if she just is kind of confused about the fact that you don't get that she has kind of an offbeat sense of humor, then the way to deal with it either way is, first of all, stop comparing with your other sisters-in-law, the other two women, because it doesn't make any difference. It may be that they have more kids. It may be that she figures she doesn't take them out for as many dinners. It may be that she likes them better. So what? She's still sending you a gift that it's not competitive gift-giving. The response to any gift is, there's only one response, which is, thank you. That's it. Anything beyond that is ridiculous. Stop. If someone asks how much she sent, say, you know what, that seems to, she sent me something, I'm incredibly grateful for it, you know, and I'm going to have a great time with it. You don't answer the question. When she comes over and sniffs your outfit, you can smile and say, isn't this great? I just love this. And if she says, well, then you can say, you know what? You have such a great sense of humor and you have such a great taste that I always try and model myself after you. You know, today is National Be Nice to a Grouch Day. And when I started the program, I said it really does work, because grouches, basically, first of all, if they're just feeling like no one loves them, then being responsive to them changes everything for you and for them. If they're truly grouchy, at least you're using Teflon by being cheerful and stupid about it. You're doing all the heavy lifting of this relationship. No matter what she does, you view it as negative. I mean, you're the only person I think I've ever met who felt that someone sending you money for Christmas or holiday was an insult. I mean, that really takes some thought on your part. That really takes some strange terms. So you need to stop doing that. If she wants to insult you, let her say things like, Lee, I think you're an idiot, as opposed to sending you not as much money as she sent somebody else. That's ridiculous on your part. And when she sniffs your outfit, then all you have to do is say, yeah, isn't it lovely? I was thinking about you when I bought this, and I thought this is a color that would, you know, that you'd think that this was a great looking outfit. Stop being such a patsy, because she's either doing this intentionally, at which point she's winning every single time, or she's not, and you just swallow the bait and you decide to get wounded by something that's completely ridiculous to be wounded by. So either way you look at it, the only appropriate response on your part is just to laugh hilariously. Let me tell you a quick story.
That is what I have been doing.
Well, no, it isn't, because you're clearly not buying into it.
I asked her and everybody around, like, I don't care, but it still hurts.
No. First of all, this isn't junior high school. I mean, you are. I mean, when you find out how much your sister-in-law is getting paid, you know, or got for a gift, what are you saying? You're not playing. You're absolutely playing every single time. Let me tell you a quick story, because I had the feeling that I'm not going to get through to you, but I'm going to try, because I don't give up easily. I had a friend who had, in fact, because I knew them both, they were both very stubborn women, but she had a mother-in-law that no matter what she did, I'll tell you my favorite story, and then I'll tell you what she did. Well, no, you know what? Because it's longer. I'll tell you as soon as we come back. So stay tuned for me. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about
about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Lee, who's got a mother-in-law problem that she feels her mother-in-law is kind of openly disdainful. And I said, you know, stop doing the heavy lifting. Let her, if she really wants to be ugly to you, let her do the heavy lifting. And coming and sniffing an outfit and then walking away isn't good enough. She's going to have to say, man, that makes you look fat. At which point you're going to laugh hilariously and say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. All right, I was going to tell you a story. It was a friend of mine, and she was a fairly powerful woman, and she had a mother-in-law who was from the old country, and she and her mother-in-law just, I'll tell you the favorite mother-in-law story, which is my friend was very talented. She was a good seamstress, and she and I shopped resale stores in Boston, and she found this wonderful, I think it was even a Chanel suit or something for nothing, and she went and got a Butterick pattern, God forbid it should be one of the simple ones, and made this blouse, this gray blouse to go with the suit, and it was for a wedding or an engagement or something. And her mother-in-law actually said, look at her, she made the blouse. To which her friend, who was really the nasty person, said, I know. It's really kind of mean. It wasn't actually the mother-in-law who said that. But this, I'm trying to, I'll make up a name for her. Susan felt like her mother-in-law really didn't approve of her, that she was a different religion than her husband. So at one point, Susan decided on Mother's Day. Now, this was in Boston, and she went down to the north end of Boston, which is the Italian section of Boston, and she bought this elaborate Mother's Day cake, and it had birds on it, and it had sequins, and it had icing, and it had trees, and it had Cinderella. I mean, it was just this over-the-top, kind of wild, fairly expensive Mother's Day cake. And she did it as a joke. This was before they were married, and so she was giving her mother this kind of tongue-in-cheek, ironic Mother's Day present, because it was just completely over-the-top. Her mother-in-law's response was to burst into tears and say it was the most beautiful thing anybody had ever given her, and froze it. And Susan was telling me this story on herself to say that here she was doing something that essentially was insulting. To say, here, I'm going to give you this kind of over-the-top kind of gift. And in some ways, my friend Susan was kind of acting like your mother-in-law, in that I think her intent was somewhat malicious, to be quite honest. It was to be, you know, because irony is anger, you know, it's like sarcasm. It's anger's second cousin. You know, it's not a very nice thing to do. And the response was such that it knocked Susan back on her heels. It made her take responsibility for her own little nasty, kind of diggy kind of thing. And she was telling me this story, so she was telling it on herself. And so what I'm telling you is that she accidentally found exactly the way to deal with a difficult person. And that's to kill them with kindness and to take no umbrage at anything. And even though your stomach may hurt and your palms may get a little bit sweaty and there may be more hydrochloric acid than you'd really like, you laugh hilariously because it will change everything. Because your mother-in-law, if she's really trying to hurt your feelings, is going to have to escalate. And if she doesn't escalate, it may be because that was never her intent. She just doesn't know how to get through to you. And one of the problems about somebody who's trying, who's feeling very vulnerable and wants you really to like them, and if they feel that you don't, is that they figure, okay, the gloves are off. You know, that if I've tried everything I can to make Lee like me and love me and think I'm wonderful, and I can't do that, so to hell with Lee. So what I'm saying is, no matter how you look at it, the percentage play is to be charming and loving and cheerful and stupid. Because anything else, you lose. Now, whether she wins or not is nearly irrelevant. You lose. And you never want to play games where you lose.
Okay, well, it's kind of just the opposite, because that's what I have done. I mean, I get
well, not from any of the examples you've given me.
Well, I can't go into all of them, but
Lee, I have the feeling that no matter what, what would you like me to say? Kill your mother-in-law?
No, I just would like to know, what do you do with somebody where you get up, I mean, where you have cooked them 7-course meals, you get up at 4 in the morning to make them a nice breakfast?
Well, maybe do a little less. Maybe you're asking for a lot more gratitude than is really warranted. Maybe you don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I didn't say knock yourself out. I said be cheerful and stupid.
But see, I have knocked myself out.
Well, then stop doing it. The more I do for my mother-in-law, the less she likes it. The obvious answer is do less, expect less. Lee, you're getting to be a pain in the neck. You really are. No matter what I suggest, you're going to argue with me.
No, I'm just trying to. You don't.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not trying, because I've given you a very specific plan, and I've given you like four different examples of how it works, why what you're doing won't work, how you have to change. And no matter what I say, if I said, Lee, what you should do is get a voodoo doll and stick pins in her, you would argue with me about it. What I'm trying to say to you is what you're doing will not work ever. It won't work on her. It won't make her behavior different. It won't work on you, and it'll continue to hurt your stomach. It'll continue to make you unhappy. It'll continue for you to put your husband in the middle. It's just not workable. So if it's not workable, you got to let go of it. And I can't convince you to let go of it. Every time I take a breath, you come in with another example of why you're going to continue doing what you're doing. And, you know, as I said before, I had the feeling I'm not getting through to you, and it's just my stubbornness that's sort of saying, because I had the sense like a minute and a half in that no matter what I said, it wasn't going to make any difference. But I am unfailingly stubborn, and I really want you to have a better reaction. I want you to have a better relationship with your mother-in-law than you have. And I don't know how to get through to you, because I have tried everything I know how, including giving examples and being specific and getting you to go forward and getting you to go back. And what you say to me is, no, none of it's going to work. At which point, you're absolutely right. None of it will work. Or you can decide to take a deep breath, go get a sip of water, decide that I'm a complete creep, and listen to the podcast in about 15 minutes. And listen to what I'm saying, not because what I'm saying is so brilliant, but because every time I say it, you argue with me about it. And see if maybe there's a different way for you when it's not live and it's not the intensity of the moment and it's not you defending an indefensible position, that there's maybe a different way to think about this that may be useful to you. Because that's my, you know, I don't know your mother-in-law. I'm not defending her. I'm not saying that she's the most wonderful human being in the world. I'm saying that the way that you're responding to her will never work. It won't work today. It didn't work 20 years ago. It won't work in 20 years. So you may want to try something different. And I gave you very specific ways of thinking about how to do something different. And you know, and you can certainly be upset with me, but my point is really just to give you some other tool that you by definition haven't had, because if you had it, then this conversation would have gone in a very different way. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.